And what is so fascinating about what you'll be announcing tomorrow and what you and the other parents say, the federal government has always said that there is no connection between vaccines and autism, though they did have a multi-million dollar payment to one little girl, Hannah Poling. And they said that her case was so unique because she had an underlying mitochondrial condition that did cause autism, but that that would never happen again and that that was very unique. Yet you are living proof that, in fact, they have been paying other parents. How much has your settlement been?
Our settlement has been millions of dollars. And the way that they do it is there's a lump sum for the child. It's not something the parents ever have access to. It is then paid out in an annuity where they figure out the exact life costs for the child over a lifetime. However, let me tell you, as you're figuring this out, they say helpful things like, but a lot of the kids don't live to be very old with this disability. They figure it right down to the diaper, and it's paid out yearly. So as the government was saying all these things, it was very baffling to me as the parent of a child that the government, out of the other side of their mouth, was saying, yes, your child is disabled, he has autism, he has mental retardation and seizures, and we're going to pay for his care.
And see, because the government has never allowed for this connection, and in fact, they've been quite clear to say that there are no studies that connect autism with vaccines, this in some ways smacks of a cover-up. Were you ever told to keep quiet about this settlement?
Very routinely, we had a lawyer who did these kind of cases regularly and talked about how dicey it was to have a topic like autism come up. And even subsequent to winning the case, and I say winning in quotes, if the winning came at the expense of a marriage breaking up, of the other kids going through severe stress, and of my son finally being placed in a home because he needs around-the-clock care. So winning is misleading.
Relative, yes.
But even after that, I was told, this is an annuity. This is something he's not given his money for life. Be careful talking about this. Your best just to, feel lucky you've won this case. And to be quite honest, not knowing other parents, you have no access to anybody. I had no idea how prevalent this was.
And so yet tomorrow, you and dozens of other families are taking the bold step, even though you had been told to be quiet because the money could dry up for care, you are taking the bold step of coming out and making what announcement?
Making an announcement that the idea that there's no link between vaccines and autism is a complete red herring. My child was compensated in 2001. There are dozens of other cases like this. And, we know from something like statistics, as soon as we have one exception to what we're saying unequivocally, it's not true. This is not true. Certainly there's a risk in parents speaking up. Some aren't comfortable doing that. But frankly, being one of the lucky ones, I feel a real obligation to do that.
And I know that you also want to make the point that you are not anti-vaccine, nor are these other parents. You just want the information to get out there that there is a risk to vaccines.
There's a risk to vaccines. I'm assuming that we'll find out, like so many things, that there's an interaction between genetics and a very few number of people and the vaccines. I'm very pro-vaccine program. I understand public good, that there's often a few that suffer in the context of that. My problem is not taking care of the children that have been the casualties of this. To me, that is completely immoral. And that's where the victimization happened to me, not in the fact that we were unfortunate to be one of the few that was injured.